We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parashat Vayishlach. And we had discussed that Yaakov recognized he was being attacked on two fronts, and this concept of being attacked on two fronts, Netivot Shalom had explained, there's a concept of being attacked spiritually on two fronts. On the one hand, trying to get him to sin, and on the other hand, trying to get his good actions to be tainted. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu divided the camps that were with him into two camps. That one camp would act as though their primary service was with the trade of anava. That their service, they're going to toil in attaining anava and shiflut, which are two different things that deserves its own research. What is the difference between anava and shiflut? It's two forms of modesty. So if they work on these two traits, then the Yetzer Hara won't be able to taint their good actions with pride. V'amachana sheni, in the second camp, their primary service, their primary work is going to be with doing things strongly. Besul meira, turning from bad. Sheilachamu b'tkifut keneged pitui harav ha'tavot, that they will fight mightily against the seductions of that which is bad, of the desires. Val derech ma'amar maran admu baba zchuto yagen adenu. I don't know who that is. Al ha'ne'emar b'nisyono shel Yosef. And that which it says when Yaakov had his test, it says over there, v'titpeseu bevigdo lemor shechva imi. She grabbed his clothes, his clothing, saying, lay with me. Bigdo minushon bgida. She grabbed not his clothing, but the word bigdo could also mean his, how do you translate, bagad? Betrayal. Shkach. She grabbed his betrayal and said, lay with me. Shetafsa oto bibgidotav. She grabbed him in his betrayals, saying, "Harei chatata kol kach harbe. You've sinned so much already in your life. V'incha kvar ben kach avud. What do you think? You're lost already. You're not making it to the world to come. Uma tafsidim tase gam tavacha azot. What's so terrible if you do one more sin?" V'titpesel bevigdoi said, means she grabbed him and said, look at what you've done wrong already. So what's so terrible if you make a woman happy? Come with me. Shezui anava psula. That is a form of modesty which is really pasul. That's not true modesty. That Yetzer Hara comes to stumble a person, and to make him fool in sin, al yedei anava psula, through driving him to modesty which is really incorrect modesty, fool's modesty. Shukval ben kachavud. He makes a person feel like you're lost anyways. You wasted the first hour and a half of this class, you weren't focused. What are you going to focus for the last 5 minutes? You wasted the first half of your life, you didn't do anything positive. What are you going to start doing anything positive now for? Right? You get up in the morning and you look at your clock and the Yetzer Hara says, you're late anyways. Might as well continue sleeping. V'alzeh Shiv Yosef. We'll get that in a minute. And about this, Yosef answers her and he says, my master, he's not greater in this house than me. What did Yaakov use to fight her? When the Yetzer Hara comes and tries to pull us down with anava, that is false anava. So we have to fight back and say, no, you know who I am. You know how holy I am. You know what I have to do? You know how much God wants my service? She'en adam gadol yotel mimeni. He says to her, you know what? I'm the greatest man on the planet. There's no one bigger than me. What do you mean? I've already fallen with so many sins. I've lived up to so many tests. There's no one greater than me here. Ve'chesera gdola azot. How could I do this sin? This is beneath my dignity. She'en ze shayach umatim le'adam kamoni. Le'adam gadol kamoni. A man who's lived like me, He can't do a sin like this. Meaning when the Yetzer Hara tries to pull a person down by using false anava, by telling him, what you're worth? You've been doing so many wrong things. So one more Shabbos you don't keep. You've lived your whole life, you haven't kept Shabbos. You've lived your whole life not keeping kashrus. A guy has to look back and say, no. You know how many positive things I did do? You're right. Oh, I didn't live up to everything. But I've had difficult tests in my life. And I've lived up to them. I'm going to do this. I'm not doing this. No way. And that is the concept of Yaakov's dividing the camps into two camps. Vayomer and Yaakov declared him, if Esav comes and beats one camp, so the remaining camp will remain to escape. There will always be one camp that can make it. And if Esav comes onto one camp and beats it, the remaining camp will make it, will be spared. That if the Yetzer Hara overcomes with seduction, so then the camp that's fighting strongly will remain. And if he comes and tries to make us have other thoughts, have us try to spill pride into our good actions, so then the camp that's focused on being humble, being modest, that camp will remain.